Welcome to the IB podcast. We are Casper Podcasts. You join me and Kyle and I on this episode. We are discussing the coronavirus, a very topical topic of conversation. Kyle, you wanted to speak on it?
I just wanted to see or hear your views on, obviously not the virus itself, but the media coverage around it, and whether you thought the media coverage, in a sense, is dangerous to modern day society, as you're going to have everyone getting information on social media and they're going to be bombarded, probably overwhelmed, without actually knowing key elements of the virus.
I think the media obviously does exemplify the fear and the terror around things like this. I think the facts are that the mortality rate of the disease in itself is something like 2% as of recent figures. There's things like only a reported something, I think it's now 13 cases in the UK. The hotspots are
slightly more than that.
Is it? The hotspots are obviously China, where it started, but where it first was an outbreak.
Yeah.
And then South Korea and Iran, with Iran recently being in the news because one of their health officials, ironically, contracting the coronavirus himself.
Get well soon.
Also, there was the case in Lewisham. Where you actually reside, isn't it, Kyle? You live, not to bait out your location, but you live quite close to Lewisham Hospital, which is the actual site at which the coronavirus was, what's it called? Where the patient went to receive medical assistance.
I think it's
also they took an Uber, didn't they? According to the headlines and according to the news stories.
I don't know how much I believe about that story.
That's the thing with the media. These stories could be false, but we take them as truth.
I feel like they're amplified. I wouldn't say they were false. I would just say they were amplified.
Amplified. I like
to
that.
To persuade the reader more, and they want to get
clicks.
More views.
Want to get clicks.
Yeah, more clicks.
Even if they're not. Like the tabloids, like the Sun, Daily Mirror.
Yeah, I feel like that's dangerous because there needs to be a line between doing the job and doing what's right for the general public.
Yeah, I think while we're discussing this, and as I sort of moved
the
on to
general the, public.
Hold on, as I sort of moved on to the tabloids and the Sun and the Daily Mirror, I think we should discuss the other topical conversation point of Caroline Flack being recently in the news and having her death, her suicide, caused or said to have been caused by the media coverage of her and the accusations put against her that she assaulted her boyfriend. What do you think of that?
If I'm being brutally honest, I don't know too much about the case itself. I do know about the suicide side.
Let me tell you what I know about the case. So there was the picture that was on the front page of many tabloids, many newspapers, that Caroline Flack had assaulted her boyfriend with a lamp, and there was a picture of blood all over the bed sheets. And there was a bedroom that was messed up and had blood on the bed. And it's actually come out that that was, in fact, Caroline's blood herself. And that was something that she seeks medical attention for afterwards. So that picture had been twisted to match, I guess, the accusation of her assaulting her boyfriend. That's what I know about the actual case itself. Also, I know that it was going to go to trial. I think it was something 10 days before the date of her untimely passing.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. So you'd think I'd go on. have you got any points on what I've said?
Again, like, with the case situation, I'd rather not touch on it because...
The case itself.
The case itself, partly because I wasn't there.
Of course, that's obvious. Of course.
And I feel
I hope you weren't.
Because it didn't go to trial, I don't want to be jumping.
Yeah, because justice was never...
Yeah, I feel like it's unfair.
Come to.
In the case of his suicide, I believe that obviously it's devastating.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Resonates with me personally,
right?
As you know, I kind of find it hard to talk about this while I'm going slow.
It's alright.
Yeah, I think it brings me to my point of if you are feeling low, affected by media, just your everyday life, try and talk about it.
Yeah, I think. Sorry to interrupt you, but I think, like, in terms of, like, media and, like, what you just said, like, if you're ever feeling affected by media, I feel like to maybe transpose the case of Caroline Flack into maybe a more relevant situation for us, you could think about, like, rumours going around in school that you've done something or... I don't know. So, like, that could be the case for us, like, to relate to in a school situation or, you know...
Yeah, in the sense that it will breed isolation, whether it being true or not. But that isolation in itself can be so harmful to that individual.
Yeah, and I also think whether a rumour is true or not, it will always create an image of people in other people's minds.
I would agree.
And, like, that will, like, most likely have a permanent effect on, like... both the treatment that they receive and the treatment that they give in turn.
I would also say, like, the speed that a rumour or a scandal can travel kind of... It has a direct correlation with the amount of damage it can do. Say it travels really fast. For that individual, it's going to hit home so hard they're going to be so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then, usually after, like, a tragic event, everyone wants to be in retrospect... and see the event for what it actually is and look into the facts then to see what went wrong. But I feel like as a community, as a society, we need to, like, sometimes take a step back, really sit there and think about, okay, this is what's been presented to me. What am I going to do with this information? Am I going to add to the frame of the file, or am I just going to think for myself and keep my views?
Yeah, do you think in the case of maybe the coronavirus and how it's spreading terror among us Brits, even,
everyone
really, or, like, that's a generalisation, but yeah, everyone. Do you think my mum actually has a sort of news embargo, which is, like, where she pretty much refuses in general to read the news or like. Keep up to date with the news as much as the average person would. So, like, she's below average on in terms of, like, keeping up with current affairs. I'm sure she knows about the coronavirus and, like, she does keep up with, like, the important things, but her view of it is that the news nowadays is far too negative, and that's, like, gonna have a negative impact on her life, maybe, or her outlook on life. Do you think that would work for you personally, or, like, do you think that can be useful at all?
Yeah, I would definitely say, like, recently with exams coming up, with trying to be a healthier person, I've taken a step back from the news.
Right.
Due to the fact that I do feel like it's too negative. I do feel like they're driving home points of negativity. Obviously, you need to highlight the dangers, you need to highlight important stuff. However, there's so much good going on in the world
that
it does get highlighted, but it kind of gets overshadowed
by the atrocities.
And it's cut down due to the news wanting views.
But do you not think maybe like the atrocities, like, I don't know, say a mass murderer, is arguably more important than like I don't know. I can't. That's the thing. I can't even think of a good news example because everything is so negative these days. But do you think like the news shouldn't be covering these negative things, or is it that they should try and balance them with?
I would say I feel like they should try and find more of a balance.
Right.
In the fact that you do need to cover a mass murderer because that's endangering everyone else. That needs to be said.
And it,
For example,
should be reported.
The flyover.
I don't know what the flyover is.
Basically, there was an individual, I can't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he, when he was younger, was playing in the field, nearly got hit by a plane which was landed.
All right, jeez.
By, I believe it was soldiers. They tragically died.
All right.
But he's been cleaning up there. Memorial.
Remains and debris.
No, like memorial. Like ever since. And sick. He's been trying to get a flyover for them to show their respect. And that happened for him, which was great, but it was something that I didn't know about until we had an assembly on it.
Right.
And I felt like that could have been something that could have been on the news.
Mm.
But I do understand the fact of danger comes first. Also, in terms of a person watching the news, it is kind of known that the negatives are going to stick with you a lot more than the positives that you hear.
I think, you can see that in the the differences between the BBC News and Newsround. Right?
Yeah.
Because when the news are on in our house, we sort of like, because we've got quite a lot of young kids in our house, we'll pretty much generally turn it off or like change the channel or whatever to watch something more lighthearted and stuff because the news is so negative. At least the first three main headlines will be about a killing or a lack of funding or homelessness or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Or like the coronavirus, as we've been talking about. But like, that's all negative, obviously. And then maybe it'll throw in a positive. But on Newsround, which is the news for the kids, it'll all be positive. Like, I watched Newsround the other day with my Year 7 form, and it was about like Pancake Day. And then it did touch on the coronavirus, but it didn't portray it nearly as negatively as it has been in
broadcasts.
Exactly. It talked about how like these are the symptoms and if you need help, blah blah blah. Like, do you think in some respects we should be like the news should be more like Newsround or like less more child friendly maybe? Especially when shown at like before the watershed, like at like 6 PM or whatever it may be.
I wanna say yes. Definitely before the watershed.
But realistically,
realistically,
that's the thing.
I believe that's not going to happen.
Not going to happen, and no one's going to push for it to happen. Like.
Yeah, I don't think there would be too many people pushing for the news to be
child-friendly
or Newsround or extremely child-friendly. Because, one, Newsround's already created, so if you wanted to use that news source, that's always there for you. Two, the news has a bit more of a severity towards it.
Yeah, and also the news has to... I think that the news has to... Or like... as part of the press, they should be reporting on what's actually going on rather than skipping over some things just to protect viewers also. So it's a massive debate, really, that we really don't have time for right now, but we've tried to touch on. I mean, the coronavirus, first of all, don't be scared. If you do get it, please contact a medical professional. It's a worldwide issue right now. Soon, maybe to become a pandemic or be classed as a pandemic because of the threat in multiple countries. It seems to be a global issue. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. If you did listen all this way, and yeah, we'll catch you later.
See you later.